At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Metroscope, an Intercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. They've been voted one of the top 100 best nonprofits to work for in Oregon for 4 years. This time on the show, let's talk about ALSO. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Brett Turner, Chief Executive Officer, and Shay Walker, Chief Operating Officer with ALSO, Advocates for Life Skills and Opportunity. Hey guys, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you. Hi, thanks so much.
Well, let's get started first. Brett, let me ask you, tell me about ALSO.
Well, ALSO stands for Advocates for Life Skills and Opportunity. We were formerly known as Adult Learning Systems of Oregon. We really liked the acronym ALSO, so we kept that and now refer to ourselves just as ALSO. ALSO is a provider organization that supports people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Our mission is to promote the full inclusion of people with developmental and intellectual disabilities in the life of their community. We're headquartered here in Portland, and we also have a substantial presence in Central Oregon as well. And altogether, we support several hundred people and employ several hundred people as well.
Brett, how long have you been with ALSO?
Close to 18 years now.
And Shay, how about you?
3 months.
Oh, so you're pretty new.
I am brand new to ALSO.
How's it going so far? What do you think?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Good place.
So let's talk about intellectual and developmental disabilities, or sometimes referred to as IDD. Is that correct?
It is. It's actually a clinical diagnosis or designation. It's one of those terms that I think people in the field tend to feel is quote-unquote a label and not necessary in defining the value or the worth of a person. However, it is a designation that helps define how services are delivered in Oregon and the statute and ultimately the rules are defined for people.
What is life like for people with IDD in Oregon?
Wow. I think this has been an evolving thing. Brett and I were talking a bit about this before the call. Having worked in the field for a couple of decades, both of us have been able to see kind of this evolution of services over time. People who experience intellectual and developmental disability in Oregon have the same type of or quality of life as anyone. Part of our system is developed and our provider organizations are developed to ensure that we're helping to bridge that gap sometimes between a person with partial inclusion in their community or their world and full inclusion. And so very often people who may experience IDD in Oregon and are a part of this service industry will very much individualize and cater the services to meet their needs. And that can be as varied as you or I.
It really is all about inclusion, right?
Yes, absolutely. And one point of clarity I want to mention is that you know, the idea or the diagnosis of intellectual and developmental disability is very broad, and it can be somebody, for example, with Asperger's, and or somebody that that's had a traumatic brain injury at a young age. Anyway, the idea or level of service really varies considerably on each person, and there's no general one fits all type of support mechanism for each person.
Brett, let me ask you. Oh, go ahead, please.
No, I'm sorry. This is Che. I did want to throw in here, and I think it's important that our field exists, and as a testament sometimes to the marginalization of a group of people. And unfortunately, despite the many strides, I think our cultures have taken in supporting and embracing people with different abilities. I think providing services, helping to advocate for those services in our communities, still is a it still shows that we have some room to grow as a community.
Tell me about the services that ALSO provides.
Well, ALSO provides 24 residential supports. That we provide in-home supports for both children and adults, as well as employment to help find employment in the community for people with disabilities.
And what is it? Go ahead.
And we have an art gallery that that helps find artistic expressions for people. And that one's located in Troutdale.
What kind of employment opportunities are you seeing out there?
Well, this is actually an area that we've had the biggest expansion of services over the last several years, it really has been evolved in pretty much every business that most people are aware of. So the employment is catered around the person and carved for each individual person, and you know, it would be places that everybody recognizes, such as the Moda Center, the Blazer Games, Timbers Games, Costco, Fred Meyer's, pretty much any employer in Oregon, that major employer in Oregon that people would recognize.
That's great that the businesses step up and want to help out, right?
I think it is. This is Che. I think it's a testament to the importance of this. I also, you know, tend to want to move back to the reality that these are amazing employees. They come with amazing skills, gifts, if you will, and sometimes just need a little bit of support to really realize their full capacity in any working situation. I've found that, quite frankly, that's what kind of great employers learn over time, is that if there was a hesitancy, pretty quickly it dissolves, and they're proud to have people be a part of their team, and we're proud to kind of step back and let that person shine in all of their capacity.
What are some misconceptions that are out there that employers may have?
I would say one misconception is that a person with a disability isn't that a person with disabilities is not as valuable as maybe somebody without disabilities. And we actually just heard testimonies last week of how the culture shifted in such a positive way that everybody became more productive when this particular employer hired several people with disabilities.
I might add that I think commonly employers without experience perhaps in understanding how to work with a person and or a provider sometimes assume that they're going to have to not only pay the wages of the person supported, but potentially add staff or add some type of modification to the work environment, and that it becomes a costly element. In reality, I think, given the same testimonies that Brett was referencing, employers, one employer after another, in talking about their successes, realize that those services are a part of what a provider like ours kind of steps up to provide. And in doing so, really, it's really a no-risk situation. It's an opportunity for somebody to learn, expand, and provide a great service as an employee. And our job is to help to assist to make that as successful as possible.
Can I just add one point of clarity that we heard a testimony again last week? An employer was frustrated because they often heard the idea or explanation that they are doing great work and this is such a great, that you're doing this for your arch community. And this business owner was very clear to say that this is not a charity job. This is an expectation. Just because I'm hiring somebody with a disability doesn't mean that I have any different level of expectation for this person as I do any other employee.
That's a great thing to hear. Do you hear that a lot?
Yeah, from essentially every employer that we work with, we hear that time and time again.
And this is quite frankly what it's all about. I mean, it isn't about charity. It's about creating opportunity and helping people to become, you know, what they've focused and wanted to be. Our job is really to help with that education, experience, exploration, and getting there, that kind of that foot in the door. So that an opportunity can be found.
What kind of employees are your clients?
Well, we have people that that you know work in restaurants and do cleanup work. From I'm you know thinking of some of the different opportunities to like for example the last Blockbuster Video in Bend. We have a couple of employees that work there that that stock shelves and do different types of, you know, anything that Blockbuster might need.
Yeah, they're quite famous. It is the last Blockbuster.
What a historic job that is.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. And as you can imagine, it's become a destination point, we were pleased to learn. So,
yeah.
And those employees get an added benefit of being on the Ellen Show and all of these other famous things that come with the publicity that last Blockbuster gets.
Yeah.
They must be, in general, all of your clients must be very excited to get to work and have a fulfilling aspect of their life be a job.
You know, I think that's a really great point, and you know, it's one of the many reasons why we do this work. I mentioned that I've been here at also for almost 18 years, but I've actually been doing this work for 30 years, and I've watched an evolution of services happen in those 30 years. And one thing I recognized about a decade ago was that most of us identify who we are. One of the very first things that we identify is what we do for a living or what we do for a career. And I realized that many of the people that I had been working with for nearly 20 years did not have that same pride in who they identify themselves as a person. And so it's been really exciting to watch us provide these services and watch people identify with what they do for a living as who they are.
It must absolutely change their lives.
I think it does. I mean, I think fundamentally, as Brett was saying, it's a part of how we define ourselves. And it's such a humbling thing to be a part of helping someone realize their possibility in that. I would also say that I think, like anyone who works in any job, there are sometimes great fits, not necessarily an element of a disability per se, but just perhaps a cultural fit or a relational fit. You know, we tend to glean toward working with people that we enjoy and that we like, with a mission that's focused and dedicated and associated with our values. And the people we support are no different. They're value-oriented. They want a career that kind of expands who they are and what they can be. And then we have people in different aspects of this journey everywhere, from the beginning to really kind of focusing on working in their dream jobs.
And some of us can kind of take our jobs for granted, right? Like we get up, we go to work. We get off work, we go home.
No, that never happens. Yeah, certainly. I think we do. And I think one of the things that, from a very personal standpoint, getting to see the excitement, sometimes the very small things that I so commonly take for granted in my work or in the people that I care about that I work with, and you get to see that kind of demonstrated by the people that we support and the pride that, that they take in this, you know, it's really fulfilling. It tends to remind us why we've decided to dedicate our lives to this field.
I think about another testimonial that I just recently heard from an employer that that she's director of a hotel chain in Central Oregon. She was describing this one particular employee that that is somebody that we help support there, and he's a maintenance person. She said that he is her absolutely most reliable employee. I think in 4 years that he's worked there, he hadn't missed maybe one day, or maybe not a single day.
Wow.
But I'm pretty sure she told him to go home. So
yes, I think, yeah, the one time that he missed is may have been a snow day or something. She told him to go home.
Well, you don't get that from every employee, do you?
No, as somebody who employs over nearly 300 people, we don't experience that.
We're talking today with Brett Turner and Che Walker with ALSO, which stands for Advocates for Life Skills and Opportunity. Now, what separates ALSO from other organizations that do this similar work? What makes you guys so great?
Well, I will tell you, it's essentially one simple question that we ask. And I didn't know how to answer that question, and we've been getting that a lot. And I realized after many parents and people that were looking for services came to us, and we would ask one simple question: what would your ideal life or situation look like? And for whatever element that they're coming to us looking for, a place to live, coming to help support them in their home, helping to find employment, they could be looking for whatever avenue. But just stepping back and asking that simple question, what does your ideal life look like, oftentimes has led us down a path that none of us actually expected, and provide supports in a way that that is different than even maybe what they came to us for. And I would say that is definitely the thing that sets us apart. It's a question that I feel like anybody looking for services or support should ask, but it is definitely the one thing that is unique about ALSO.
And your staff seems to be pretty happy there too, right?
Yeah, for 5 years in a row, we've been voted by our employees as one of the 100 best nonprofits to work for in the state of Oregon.
That's a good testament right there.
Over 21,000 nonprofits in the state. That says a lot.
Shay, you've only been there, you say, for a few months. How is it so far? Do you agree?
Yes. I mean, I do. I think.
Kind of a loaded question.
It is. And, you know, as I sit here with my boss, So, no, the real answer is I didn't come here accidentally. It's a wonderful organization, and it's very aligned with my values. Having worked in this field for quite some time, I can say that there are some really great organizations providing similar services in the state of Oregon, and we're, as a field, work very closely together to ensure advocacy for the people that we support, certainly at every level in government. But I will say one of the things I found very refreshing here at ALSO is a very, very positive outlook on trying and generating possibility for people. I think it's one of the things that ALSO really should take pride in. Sometimes it seems like a daunting element, or one that we don't have a lot of resource in, either capacity or funding or whatever it may be, but sometimes it's just that first step. And I'm really happy to be a part of a team that's willing to step out there and risk.
One of the programs that I see listed on your website is supported living. Tell me about that. What is meant by supported living, and how does that all work?
Actually encompasses both our in-home supports and actually the service element that's called supported living. And that's essentially us providing support to a person in their home. It could be in an apartment, it could be in their family's home, and it really could vary substantially in the amount of hours a person gets. That could be daily, it could be weekly, it could, in rarer situations, actually 24 hours a day for a person. Yeah, I think very individualized, and I think it helps to explain it. And it, of course, it's very associated with our mission overall,
creating those individualized opportunities for people to thrive and grow. And sometimes the supported living model can be very nimble, and it would allow that person to have modification or changes to the supports they need, sometimes very quickly, which is really what it's all about. It's make sure that you're providing the best service where it needs to be and when.
One of the other programs I want to hear about, too, is the arts program. Tell me about that.
Well, that actually evolved. We used to have something that we called a day program where people came together, and it was one specific element within that day program. When one person came in and taught instruction to people, and we realized, it became known that several people were artists that we had no idea. And so we developed a gallery, which is called Also Arts and Gallery. And that is a place where people come and learn different types of art mediums, and then and actually have an opportunity to sell that art along with other community artists throughout the Northwest in the gallery that's in Troutdale. It's in downtown Troutdale. And what is so fantastic is that you go into that gallery and you cannot tell art that's created by people with disabilities or without. So many people with different levels of abilities that they get to showcase and sell their art in that gallery. It really is pretty amazing.
I think that's one of the most intentional aspects of it, and one that I want to follow up with. It really is an art gallery. It's a community art gallery. Despite its focus from our organization or its support, it's about bringing artists together to explore what they love, display that information. There's some great events that happen in many different mixed mediums. It's a wonderful example of our mission.
And the gallery is open to the public, right?
Yes, it's open. I'm going to get the hours wrong. It's open, I believe, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
Art is such an amazing way of expression. I bet the people you work with really just love that.
Yeah, it's so reflective of who we are as an organization now that it is all artists is part of. If you come into our main office or into many of our programs, art that's created at the gallery can be showcased and seen it throughout the organization. As a matter of fact, the room that we're sitting in right now is full of art that has been created out of the gallery.
It's pretty exceptional, quite frankly.
Yeah. So I want to ask you both this question, and Shay, I'll start with you. What do you see in the future? What's happening in the future for Also?
Oh, well, there is a lot. One thing I think we can both agree on is that our field and our chosen career changes and evolves all of the time. And one service element that I think we're very interested in excelling in is serving children in Oregon. If people have been reading or listening to the information that's being shared in Oregon presently, there's been quite a bit of information about this demand and need to serve children experiencing both mental health related diagnoses, but also intellectual and developmental disability. And with an organization like ours, with a mission as focused on individualism as it is, we think we'll be a wonderful provider in serving children. I have some experience in that from the past that I bring here, and it is a part of our focused strategy in the next few months to start developing services to meet the needs for children with exceptional needs in this way.
Brett, let me turn to you and ask you the same question. What do you see in the future? What's happening with Also and people with disabilities in our near future and even distant future?
Well, I will say the one thing I have been really excited about in the last several years is that that our state has answered the needs for people by allowing them to direct their own services. And so as a provider of services, we will just continue to evolve our services based on what people want. And essentially that's who we are today is because of that. The reason that we have all the different services that you see on our website are because those are what people and their families are asking for, and we will continue to evolve our services based on what people want.
How can the public at large help out also?
have opportunities for volunteer at the gallery, as well as some major fundraisers that that we do specific for the art program, but also for other key areas within the organization, such as assistive technologies to help people live more independent lives. And so, you know, following us on social media and also watching our website. Our opportunities to see where we have events and such that can help support our organization. And I think also most importantly, and we oftentimes forget to say this, is, you know, everybody knows somebody that's looking for a job and also is always looking for people with a caring heart. We can do all the training and necessary needed to help people find a career in this line of work, but some oftentimes just knowing that we're out here and there's people that are needing the services, and the one area that we are most challenged with is finding good quality staff to do the work.
Well, keep doing the good work that you are doing. You guys are doing amazing stuff.
Thank you.
We've been talking today with Brett Turner, Chief Executive Officer, and Shay Walker, Chief Operating Officer with Also. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thank you.
Metroscope is an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.